that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic.
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's
I know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Now,
it can mean only one thing.
Say that again.
We all are in this cultural trance.
Yeah.
Go away, you look funny.
I feel it's time for something dramatic. Something that'll surprise the audience. Keep their attention.
Are you ready to rock?
Go away.
The bigger they are, the further they fall, and the funnier it gets.
Every time it seems we've gone about as far as we can, it's time for Grandma and Grandpa to take off.
All you need is a stick, a pot or a pan, spoons, a bell, a triangle, cymbal, anything you can get to make some noise with.
Well, folks, there's real progress. You can see why we call it Exquisite Quirk.
CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Remain seated, please.
This program tells you what to do in an emergency.
It's controlled by computers.
I'm going to describe some simple techniques that you can use to improve your listening skills.
It's a lot of work.
Money. No records, no record release party. No record release party. No record release party snacks.
They even say that you're going to die.
Welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. This is Bleak in the studio, and as promised last week, this week a special presentation featuring the work of Wire, the boys of Wire. From their start in 1977 to, I guess, 2007, which they're reportedly coming out with the third installment of Read and Burn. But the second half of our Wire etc. segment will continue next week on this show. For this week, we'll start off in a rough chronological order with Wire's first three albums here, a song each, and start with 12XU from Pink Flag here on Exquisite Corpse.
In a
Lucas, you listen to CITR on 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
To it, face to it,
3 from Wire there from 1977 to start out with. We just heard, well, we heard 1-2-XU to start out with. And Chairs Missing, the second album in 1978, I Am the Fly. The 15th there from 154 from the third album, 154. The 15th from Wire. You can hear how Wire's making the progression from all-out sort of punk thrash to more art-oriented rock feel that they're known for to this day, the 15th. And that was 1979, and about that time, they decided the 15th, that had a, and the 154 actually had an interesting sound to it. Maybe we should see what we can do to expand on that on our own, in our own solo projects. I think that's what I read they were thinking around that time. So Bruce Gilbert was known for being one of the more creative minds in the band here. Going to be hearing one of his tracks from 1977 as well, from Music for Fruit. It's called You Might Be Called. And we'll hear more about the band here, if I can we'll find a little more information on that. So, Wire, English rock band formed in London, October 1976, and intermittently active to the present by Graham Lewis on bass and vocals, Bruce Gilbert on guitar, Colin Newman on vocals and guitar, and Robert Gotobed on drums. They were originally associated with the punk rock scene, appearing on the Live at Roxy album, a key early document of the scene. But with hindsight, their work, particularly their first three albums, was central to the development of post-punk. There you go. Once again, from 1977, this is Bruce Gilbert. Same year their first album came out. You Might Be Called, from Music for Fruit. We'll be right back. Some Colin Newman there from A to Z and Alone. From Colin Newman, one of the members of Wire. And I've got to remember, that's vinyl. I didn't have the CD with me. I thought I did. But Colin Newman there from A to Z, Alone. You may remember hearing that song, or you may remember it in retrospect. When you watch Silence of the Lambs again in the background, you'll be hearing that song during some particular serial killer type scenery, action. I don't know. What do you call it? But we're going to be hearing some more from the Wire Boys, especially from Gilbert and Lewis, who tended to venture out a lot on their own by themselves, doing a lot of amazing things. And one of a few of the bands they were in were Dome, probably most often. Mzui was another one, M-Z-U-I. Also in something called Kupol. And we're hearing a track from Kupol presently. It's natural to be nervous. This one's called Like This for Ages from Kupol. That is Gilbert and Lewis as Dome, and one of my favorite songs of all time there. Loving that. Rolling Upon My Day from Dome 1. We heard Kupol before that with Like This for Ages. Basically Dome under a different name. Gilbert and Lewis doing that as well. Like This for Ages was the name of that track. We're hearing Colin Newman in the background now as we hear some more history from these guys and their solo projects. In addition to his own work, Newman also produced the Virgin Prunes' If I Die, I Die in 1982, wrote Not Me, which was included on This Mortal Coil's It'll End in Tears album, and produced Raging Souls by Minimal Compact, whose singer Malka Spiegel would become Newman's wife. And she appears on Commercial Suicide, Gilbert's album, about, what is it, 83, 88, what is it? Commercial Suicide. We'll get to that later. Meanwhile, Gilbert and Lewis worked together as Dome, utilizing a variety of modernist tools. They explored a vast range of experimental music, from electronic noise to ambient drones on Dome 1 in 1980. Dome 2, also from 1980. Dome 3 from 1981, and Will You Speak to This World, which I think is actually titled Will You Speak This Word. I don't know why, I had a typo here, I think. In 1983. Now, 1982's MZUI, Waterloo Gallery, they collaborated with Robert Mills to examine the relationship between environment and sound by placing mics around a London art gallery, and the duo also recorded one EP as Poe, P'O, called Whilst Climbing Thieves Vie for Attention in 1983. And the single for as Kupol, Like This for Ages, and Kluba Kupol in 1980, which we just heard. So in the background now, we are listening to Colin Newman, Fish 3, from provisionally entitled The Singing Fish, Fish 3. And this is from 1981, from Colin Newman. We will be hearing another Dome track next from Dome 2. We'll be hearing Ritual View. So stay tuned for that coming up imminently.
Hey! Ho, 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 Vancouver. It's time for the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas party. On December 14th and December 15th, the Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas party will take place at the Railway Club with an unprecedented number of bands performing. Get there early because the first 75 paid entrants each night will receive a gift. Plus, there will be no advance tickets.
Friday to December the 14th features the Pack AD, Bella, Immaculate Machine, Young and Sexy, and the Buttless Chaps. Whereas Saturday, December the 15th, you'll be seeing Van Cougar, The Choir Practice, The Awkward Stage, Carolyn Mark, and the Ramblin' Ambassadors. And both nights feature CITR's own DJ Bryston spinning tunes in the back lounge.
The Mint Records Just in Time for Christmas party, Friday, December 14th and Saturday, December 15th at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street. First come, first serve.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jesus. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Yeah, this is CITR, Exquisite Corpse Radio, Canada's favorite radio show at 101.9 FM in Vancouver, the lovely city where when it rains, people complain, and I just think, this is what it's all about, man. This is good. This is why we have rainforests, why we have water in the summer, why everything looks so beautiful around here. Just, give me more. I don't care. Love it. And, okay, yeah, Exquisite Corpse, we just heard in the past Dome with Ritual View from Dome number 2, Gilbert and Lewis as Dome once again. And we're going to be hearing Gilbert and Lewis as P-O, with today's version from Whilst Climbing Thieves, Vie for Attention. We'll be right back.
today's version.
Congratulations are
You're listening to CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Duet M.O. for ya. Duet M.O., an anagram of mute and dome. Yes, it was a one-off album and a single made by Daniel Miller and Dome in 1983, which began the Wire individual's ongoing relationship with Mute. Bruce Gilbert has released a series of solo LPs on Mute, This Way in 1984, The Shivering Man in 1987, Inciting in 1991, Music for Fruit, which says 1991, but I think it came out a lot earlier in some ways, and Ab Ovo in 1996, and collaborated with Paul Kendall and Robert Hampson on 1986's Or album, while Colin Newman, under the nom de plume He Said, released the albums Hail in 1986 and Take Care in 1989. We'll be hearing from Hail a little bit later and Take Care next week. Gilbert and Lewis were also involved with the production of Mizuai, Australia, with Russell Mills and Graham Bartlett. 16-track live air-to-satellite mix we might be hearing from next week as well. So stay tuned. We'll see what happens. This is Dome again with This from Will You Speak This, also known as Dome 4.
I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station and pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
This is Colin Newman's Commercial Suicide album. And a track called Feigned Hearing.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. The track we've been listening to is called Angel Food from Gilbert Lewis, The Shivering Man album, which was, 1986. Not much happening in the Wire gang during the years of 84 through 85. And I have written down here that I did not have The Shivering Man to bring in, but alas, CITR has it in their music department, so that's good news. Got it out for you. And as usual, the confounding album titles, lyrics, and even band names as Gilbert and Lewis travel from one band name to another, confusing all the way. Now, Gilbert, or actually Graham Lewis, continues along as a solo project himself. We haven't gotten to any Graham Lewis's stuff yet, but he came out in 1986 with a project he calls He Said, and the first one of those albums called Hail. So we're hearing Flag Wearing right now.
Thank you. thoughts of the British. Thanks to the show. The pilots on board. And what all it is to marvellous touch. I've been able to years of relief. A finger up, thanks to the sky. Flag wearing.
Miss your favorite CITR show because it makes fun of the spiel, then you've got nothing to worry about. Now you can get all of the CITR 101.9 FM radio shows off our website and download them straight onto your computer or MP3 players. Just visit www.citr.ca/podcast and dive into a pool of all of the past radio shows, such as...
Because all you people want is more, 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 more! Leave her alone!
All to your little heart's desire.
So, we were chilling out here at the station one day when we realized that we wanted to, once again, thank all of our kind listeners who donated during CITR's second annual funding drive.
Very right. We also wanted to remind those of you who've made pledges that there is still time for you to make your donation and pick up your prizes.
Oh, ouch. How can you forget to pick up those wickedly awesome prizes?
Yeah, man, I don't understand it. Anyway, guys, thanks again. Here's to our listeners.
Log on to our website at www.citr.ca if you'd still like to donate or drop into the station to pick up your prizes.
And you're listening to Exquisite Corpse on CITR. Yeah, Canada's favorite radio show. Putting the mental in experimental for another week. We've been hearing a special on Wire. Well, probably more. You could probably call it a special on Dome more than anything else at this point. Sort of left Wire behind a long time ago, starting off with the three tracks from the first three albums. We probably should have done more from those albums, I guess. We'll be getting back to more Wire next week, as that's when we pick up where they left off, actually. Wire returns in 86-87 period, and so we'll be getting to that at the top of the show on next Thursday. We've been hearing Wire's solo projects and side projects with Colin Newman and Gilbert and Lewis, Bruce Gilbert and Graham Lewis. Robert Gotobed is doing occasional drumming in a lot of these tracks, as well as on other albums. All of these acts, Colin Newman and Gilbert and Lewis, especially Gilbert, appearing on many other releases and compilations and producing other things down the road and appearing on so many compilations. If you look up the Gilbert Lewis and biography and releases, you'll just find an incredible amount of things that we can't even think about getting to on this this show, even if we did a month's worth. I don't think we could do that. But, okay, let's move on to what's going on in town. It's about that time for the drinking game that we do here, where I start telling you about some bands that are playing, and the names that I can't pronounce is the time to take a drink. So let me see. Where are we here? Let's start with Friday, since tonight it's a bit late. We always do that. I guess tomorrow you got this Festival of Guns thing, which sounds a little dangerous, but, check it out. We've got, Among the Betrayed, Red Ant Army, the Keg Killers, and, what is that? Batoch. You know what that is? At the Astoria Hotel. And 10 p.m., doors at 9. There you go. You also have the Elixirs and Lisa Joyce Perry and Marnie Maines. Sorry. There you go. Drink. The Elixirs, Lisa Joyce Perry and Marnie Maines. At the backstage. And another listing for Festival of Guns. Which I don't know. I don't know. They're all over the place. So. Is it happening in several different places? I don't know. So it is. It's happening everywhere. So walk outside. There it is. Travis and Maximo Park is at the Center in Vancouver for Performing Arts. And let's see. Hepatidal Wave and Blue and White Van. Vapid and Modern Creatures and What's Wrong, Tohei, are at the Cobalt tomorrow night. Good lord. Guar is in town with the Horse Band and The End at the Commodore. There's a few more things going on. I'm not going to take time to tell you all those because I'm kind of running out of time. Thunderbird Radio Hell is up at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. See if they've been on the ball this week. You got any live people? Huh? What do they do? Japandroid? Japandroids. Excellent. Stay tuned for 9 o'clock. Now, in the background, we've been listening to very noisy things. Once again, from what we've been listening to, one of the side projects of these guys. This one is a Bruce Gilbert track from his NSA, I don't know how to pronounce it, NSA album, and it's track number one, which is it's almost 45 minute track, so we've been just playing that under us. It's a three song deal. And okay, we heard He Said in there with Flag Wearing from Hail. We heard Gilbert Lewis, with Angel Food from The Shivering Man before that, from an LP. Colin Newman was in there with Feigned Hearing from Commercial Suicide. We also heard Dome with Will You Speak This and the track This from 1984. We've been going in a rough chronological order on this event here. You can find the playlist at members.sha.ca/ecorps. If you can't remember that, just go to citr.ca, follow the links to my show, and you'll find the website with playlists. And you can also download podcasts, as the PSA told us a little while ago. You're going to be hearing yet another track from Dome, and I'm jumping the gun here because evidently this one came out in 99 or something. And from what I understand, it collects from old material, but I could be wrong about that. And the album is called either Y-Clept or I-Clept or E-Clept. It's with a Y, C-L-E-P-T, from Dome. The track we'll be hearing from now is called Plosive Pluck on Exquisite Corpse. So, at the end of our show, we heard a track from Poe, P apostrophe O, Only One Eye, from the album Whilst Climbing Thieves Vie for Attention. And that wraps up the Wire and Wire Offshoots special for this week. Next week, Wire returns again in 1986 to 87 and onward. And, there will be more things from Colin Newman and He Said, and probably some more Dome, and a bunch of other things that we can find to give to you. So thanks for coming by, dropping by, and listening. Remember, playlistmembers.shaw.ca/ecorpse, and podcasts available at citr.ca, and links throughout. You know what to do. You're smart people, and I believe in you. So until next week, remember, the future is bleak, and that's about it, I guess. Stay tuned for Thunderbird Radio Hell. All right, there you go. Bye-bye.
Ever wonder what happened?